Well, good morning. Welcome to the latest podcast with me, Dr. Chris Keel. Oh my goodness, it would be so nice if we could actually look at what's going on in the economy as if it was stable for like, 2 minutes, maybe a minute, maybe 30 seconds, maybe 10. Hey, so what do we know today that won't change? Nothing. So every single day brings new and exciting permutations around the issues of the day. So I don't want to get into rumor and innuendo and all the rest of that stuff, but it's important to note that there seems to be some movement when it comes to trade and tariff. I mean, it's nothing set in stone. All we're hearing so far is a willingness to negotiate, I guess, if that's the right way to put it. So a couple of days ago, some comments about not maintaining the 145% tariff against China, but no specifics on what would and would not be reduced. We know that there's a little bit of a mood change, and I think it's just reacting to the fact that the economy is suffering. I mean, if you're watching the markets, if you're watching what's going on in the economy right now, it's in not free fall exactly, but it's obviously confused. It's obviously speculating from day to day as to what the situation might or might not be a week from now, a month from now, 2 months from now. Practically speaking, if you start to look at what's going on with tariffs, there has been probably a too much, too fast approach. We know that at some point there has to be a reconciliation of the U.S. trade situation. It's been building for decades. I've talked about it before. We've allowed our manufacturing sector to suffer for literally 30, 40 years, and we did it almost deliberately. I mean, this was designed to benefit the consumer, bring in product from anywhere in the world that it's produced at whatever cost it involves. I mean, try to take care of the consumer lifestyle. But that meant bringing in product from China and India and Mexico and Botswana and Thailand or any place else we can get it. And eventually that began to chip away at the manufacturing heart of the United States. We lost close to 22 million jobs from the mid-90s until like turn of the century. So we now know that we have to do something to bolster that sector. What that something is still a conversation. We're going to be using tariffs and trade negotiations, obviously, because we have always been much more generous towards other countries than they have been towards us. But it can't stop there. I mean, the issues that we've talked about for decades are still there. Workforce development, infrastructure investment, R&D investment, even just having an attitude towards a business expansion. We're a highly regulated economy, and that doesn't do the manufacturer any favors in more cases than not. So what we're going to be watching now is to see if there's a next step. The tariff discussion so far has been very ephemeral when you look at it. It's all executive orders. It's all stroke of a presidential pen. Those aren't permanent. And as a result, companies are very reluctant to make big investments in production if they think that that tariff disappears in 6 months, in a year, 3 years. It has to come eventually from Congress. It has to be something that's more or less set in stone. Some conversation now taking place in Congress, but at the same time, if they're going to get involved, they want more control over the process. So that creates a certain amount of tension between the executive and the legislative branches. So I wish I had some kind of magic formula that we could watch and carry on with all this. In the overall economic sphere, we've certainly seen a reaction. There's discussion now of a significant slowdown. I don't think we're still at the point of worrying about recession, but inflation has reappeared. It's reappeared strong, and it's not necessarily going to go away until we have some sense of what things will cost. The consumer is still very active. Our data continues to show that consumption is high and consumers are still spending, but some of that is reflected in the fact that prices are higher. So even though you're seeing more spending, it's like, well, yeah, that's because things are more expensive. So are people changing their spending habits dramatically kind of goes back to things I've talked about before when I talked about the K recovery. That upper third of consumers, those making over 100,000 or more, they haven't changed much. They're still doing what they always did. They're still spending on things. They're still spending on travel, building houses, buying cars, all that stuff. The bottom third, those making under 50, they basically checked out of the economy 2 years ago. And it's get worse and worse and worse for them. Inflation has eaten them alive. So all eyes on the middle third. The middle third is the one that will continue to spend as long as their job is secure. As soon as big layoffs start, then they get nervous. Even if they're not one of the ones being laid off, they begin to get nervous because maybe they'll be next. So at this stage, pay close attention to job numbers. See if there's any significant reduction in what's going on in terms of hiring, in terms of workforce development, in terms of the JOLTS report, which is the job opportunity labor turnover survey. Indicators like that. So at the moment, it is stay tuned. I wish I could come up with something that would be more unique than that, but that's about all I can say at this stage. So we'll see how things transpire next week. And in the meantime, enjoy your weekend. Talk to you later.